Okay, thank you all. I'm going to call this meeting back to order. It looks like some people didn't know the meaning of 5 minutes, and I assume they'll wander back in. But now I'm going to turn the floor over to... I want everybody to pay attention, please, and stop talking. And I'm going to invite Mary Prophet from the cab to speak. You can speak from back there if you like. We don't have any microphones. Okay.
Okay, and here comes the tape recorder, so we're recording it
For all the people who aren't here, right?
Yeah, for all the people who aren't here.
Yes, so you're going to hold it? Okay. All right, well, LSB has always been really generous to us. I mean, you listen to us, you support us. It really, I mean, we feel really good, don't we, Nancy, in terms of how we are treated and regarded by LSB and by the management, who also had to leave. And I'm going to just say a couple of things, and then hopefully people will be back when I make my main statement. But we had something really exciting. Our last meeting we had in West Oakland, right by West Oakland BART. And we had several community members who came and who commented. And their comments were really relevant and interesting. So that was wonderful. The problem was it was not wheelchair accessible. So we're going to have to find another place. But we felt really good about getting out into the community. And as I say, we had several community people who came and not just listened, but they were active participants. So that was really nice. And and our survey is so slow getting numbers. I mean, I came to you all and I passed out surveys and I said I want to get, you know, 5 back, and you saw it was hard. But we're still in process. But now we have a wrap by Raman. And so we have several... We don't have any programmers here right now, but we have several producers. And what we would like to do is get the wrap on your programs so that people will hear it's another way of outreach in terms of getting them to report on the survey. So, Anthony, I'm notifying you. Laura, do you think that I won't ask for an answer? But anyway, if you could think about that, because it's very short and it's very good. May I send it to you? And you can listen to it and see. It's very short, but it's... Nancy, can you understand it?
Yeah. It's just this very rhythmic, hip-hop, you know, rapping thing.
Mm-hmm.
It says, we've got the survey, I'll do it.
Now I get it, a rap.
And the reason I asked Nancy is that initially she and I were really not skeptical about the idea, but the first time we listened, we had sort of a hard time. He slowed it down. He added some regular speaking, but nonetheless, it has a real beat. So if we elders, season. Oh, perfect. If we seasoned folks can hear it and enjoy it, I really think it's ready for prime time. So I will send it to the two producers who are here, and I guess the others. Then the main reason I came is that we notified you we lost Atieno Davis, who was an amazing part of our cab. And so Nancy notified you about it, and pretty soon it's going to be time to do new or additional or whatever cab members. And Nancy, I mean, she's our heart and soul, but she researched it, and we can have a couple of sessions on, which means a couple of two-year sessions. And we have been amazingly collaborative. We listen, we get along, so we get impatient, but we just keep listening until we work things out. And so all of us except Nancy would like to continue if you will consider that. However, and the reason Nancy isn't is that she's been on for 4 years, and so she's not really eligible. But also, she's stepping into outreach, and she's doing some really good outreach. So the point is that when you get to it, after you've done everything else, but if you would consider allowing the current CAB members to continue, but then let's do outreach. We have started working on outreach in terms of getting young people. And when you address it, Margie, if you could let me know so that we can coordinate with you so that we can work really hard on doing outreach and getting additional people. Because it's been extremely collaborative. And so we're asking if you would please consider letting us continue, except Nancy, who's been there past, the PNB guidelines. So that was it. And thank you. And Margie, thank you. You're always very generous in terms of giving us time.
I have a couple of questions.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Okay, so my two questions are, how many people will that leave on the CAB if we approve continuing all of you?
Five.
Okay. So the community advisory board information from the PMB minutes talks about inviting community groups, educational and cultural institutions, past and present CAB members, LSBs, and individual candidates using a form. Is there a form that you're aware of? Do you know about a specific form? No. Okay. All right. She's shaking her head no. Okay. And has anyone considered a method for contacting all these organizations? The community groups, educational and cultural institutions, like that?
No.
Okay.
We
weren't sure that it was in our purview to literally do the outreach. We were just doing it because that's who we are and we care about the committee and we care about KPFA. So maybe that's something that we should work on together.
Okay.
Well, like maybe a subcommittee or something.
Okay,
so I'd like to make a proposal to the LSB that we set up a 2x2 committee, two people from the LSB, two people from the CAB, to work on this outreach, and that we put this matter on the agenda for our October meeting to take action. Does that sound reasonable to people? Does anybody object to that proposal? Okay, do you think the CAB could find two people who would be willing to help with this? Yes, okay. All right, so what we need to implement this would be two people from the LSB. I'm willing to be one of them. Is there somebody else who would be willing to work on this? I'm not seeing any volunteers.
Not to delay the matter, but since so many LSB members aren't present,
yeah.
Might it be better to take this up at the October meeting?
Put the whole matter over to the October meeting, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
And then do the election in November? Is that the idea? I'm sorry, I don't understand.
Well, that this opportunity to step up and be part of a committee ought to be offered to all board members.
Is that okay? Are you guys under a time crunch?
Not at all.
Okay.
We are very happy, and we're holding on to Nancy until there's a new board.
Okay.
But what you might do is just wait till people return. Are they coming back?
Some have stepped out. There's previous engagements for a lot of
people. I see. Okay.
I think we lost a bunch of people. And the problem was more of a kind of Okay. I think we'll take Anthony up on his suggestion and take this up at the October meeting and then move forward from there. Okay?
Thank you very much. Thank you both for coming. All right. So the next matter is the question of the membership fee waivers. I talked about that earlier today. You all should have before you this memo from Terry Barishas about a draft fee waiver procedure. Let
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I think that we no longer have a quorum.
Whoops, I think you're right.
It doesn't work like that. As long as you have a majority of quorum.
Right.
Well, we will now have 11 people.
That's okay. So 11 people is the quorum is 13, so we still have a majority of the quorum.
As long as you have 6, you're good.
Yeah. 7. Yeah.
Is it 11?
No. The quorum is 13, so you have to have 7 people. Okay. So is that not right? Unless somebody challenges it.
That's how Robert's going to work.
I think that's right. Anyway, I brought this before the body because Terry Bush has asked me to. First of all, I'd like to ask, has anyone ever been on an LSB that considered a membership waiver?
No.
No. It's never come up. Okay. Anybody got any suggestions about what we ought to do about it? Yeah, sure. Comment away.
Yeah, I haven't read through the whole thing, but the procedure, well, I'm thinking about prisoners, for example, and they could not necessarily personally contact B on the second page. I'm just free thinking here.
Well, they only have to contact the station or the LSB by phone, email, online, or postal mail. So I don't think that excludes anyone. Well, that used to be, that's what.
LSB before 99.
Yeah. Right. So it should be changed to LSB.
And WBAI is mentioned in here. It should be whatever station.
Right.
You're sending it from.
You have your bylaws. Hmm? You have bylaws.
I do.
Oh dear. Okay.
Can I do something already?
Sure.
This is Franklin, Frank Sterling. I'm just curious if you guys think we'll get too many applicants. I'm not sure. No one's ever heard of this happening yet. How are we going to get the word out to people, you know, that we've got to put an announcement on the air?
That's what it sounds like in the
procedure. Put a PSA out or public service announcement or something for people that feel like they want to vote, that we're going to get a rush of people suddenly? Or, I mean, if we've never done it, we don't know how many are going to come. Is it going to be?
It's too late for this election anyway, so I think we have time to consider.
Oh, okay. I thought it was going to be for this.
No. Right. Says the radio station may run promos that include reference to the options for gaining voting privileges, including the option of a hardship waiver with contact information. Well, Tracy said, you said that the record date was September 13th. Is that now the date for people becoming members?
No, that didn't
that was
change.
The September 1st date didn't no, change,
it
did it?
It changed to September 13th. That is the record date.
Membership?
For membership. Yeah.
That's not what I understand.
Where is it? It's on the...
It's on Pacifica.org. It's also posted at KPFK.org. I don't know if KPFA has posted it or
KPFA
not.
KPFA says nothing about members.
The date was changed. It's in the official announcement from Terry Burgess. It's the 13th. He said that.
Okay.
In terms of waivers, I believe that waivers can be done all through the process. On the basis of the NES, but you'll have to confirm that with Terry. I would assume he's not asking for the LSB to set up a waiver process unless he intends to implement it, if the LSB agrees. So if you guys grant waivers, presumably he would send them a ballot and add them to the voter list if they followed that process. Most LSBs haven't done it over the years, but it's in our bylaws, so if we wanted to, we could.
So
on
Hold on a second. I recognize Janet and I'll
recognize you. So at elections.pacifica.org, there is a something on the website that says it's about the schedule being revised, the deadline for becoming a member in order to vote, and for submitting nominating petitions and candidate statements to run in your local station board election has been changed to September 13th.
Okay.
My motion is to delay consideration of this draft waiver procedure until the new year of 2013. And if seconded, I'd like to speak to it.
I'll second it.
My reason for delaying it is that we have an election coming up, and the record date is about 10 days from now, maybe less. There is, in my view, absolutely no responsible way in which this could be implemented between now and the record date. If we want to adopt such a procedure, I think that we should consider it at a time when implementation of it makes sense. So there you go. I think that we ought to kick this one down the field until 2013.
Discussion on the motion?
Well,
Matthew.
Just a comment. I mean, the question that immediately rises is, what would the implications of this be for the election? And could it be in some ways misused? And I think Jack's proposal is a good one because it gives us some time to think about it, and it sets us in motion before we're facing, when there's time between the implementation of this and an election, and I think that's a good practice.
Okay. Anyone else? Okay. Are there any objections to Jack's motion? Do you want to speak? Yeah. You want
to speak? I'm supposed to speak before I call.
Sorry. Well, I mean, I haven't had much time to think this through, but I'm not sure. Well, people are talking about this being connected to elections. But we can connect it to getting more members just generally, not just for hardship. Just think about it. But I mean, it's not now though.
Okay. So the motion is that we postpone consideration of this until the beginning of the new year. Are there any objections to that proposal? Very good. Thank you, Jack. I believe we have now come. Craig, did you want to say something about the website, and then we'll be done with the agenda?
Sure. So the new website is up. It's kpfa.org/lsb. I'm still in the process of moving. There were hundreds of files on the old site, and many of which are minutes from previous years, and then a whole bunch of other files, audio files and such from the 2007 elections, it seems to me should be, they're there and we might as well preserve them in some kind of archive. But all of this is having to be transferred by hand. Every time I transfer a file, I have to post it and check the links and check the formatting, et cetera, et cetera. So it's a time-consuming process. But at least for now, the new site is up, and it has the accurate list of board members and committees and so forth. And if anybody has suggestions about what to add to the website, I would like to add something about the CAB. Now that we have a functioning website, it would be great to add that as a link off of ours with information about the CAB and ways to get involved. So if anybody has any suggestions about what else to add and how the site can be improved, I'm happy to take a look at that. That's all.
Anybody?
What was the
kpfa.org/lsb? Yeah.
Janet?
So indirectly, after this, could you talk a little bit about the closed list? Or I don't know if that's...
Question. Okay. Well, so,
are we done with the website? Okay.
Any other comments?
So now there's a question about the email list.
Okay. Okay, so a little background on the email lists. Back in December of 2010, I was told to contact the IT folks for Pacifica and set up two email lists for the LSB, one being what we call the open list, which includes the general manager, plus the program director, if we have one, plus everybody on the board, and then the closed list, which excludes the general manager and the program director. And I did so, and those seem to have worked fine. We've actually had several changes in personnel, board membership, over the last year and a half. And Margie and I have been made owners of the list so that we're able to maintain these lists, make sure everybody's getting the mail that they should. When Janet signed up, when we got her signed up, she pointed out that we didn't have an archive of closed messages, and so we were able to, because we had ownership privileges, we were able to go in and turn that on so that people who are interested can go dig through those archive messages, which unfortunately you need, I believe, a Google account to do so. But anyway, so that's what we've had for the past year and a half. Our system is on Google. It has a Pacifica.org alias, but it's actually running on Google Groups. That's the underlying structure for what we have. And the problem is, in July, I suddenly lost access to this list. I could not maintain it. Couldn't get in to see who was on it. Couldn't get in. Janet was not getting email. I couldn't get in to see why. And I've lost access, and Margie doesn't have access now because she doesn't have because she's not subscribed under her Gmail account. So it's a problem, and I have had several exchanges with the IT folks who say it's not really their job to be managing this for the LSBs, and I've found them not to be terribly responsive when we ask for some support. It would really be good to be able to have this kind of management power locally so that we can make the changes when we have changes in board membership and have other issues that come up. Another thing that I've been looking at over the year and a half is that the practice has been every time, with every January 1st, we have to create a new list for the entire board. So we've had the LSB for 2010, we've had the LSB for 2011. By this system, we would have the LSB for 2012, and then in a few months, the LSB for 2013. And it's a pain in the ass in many ways, because first, I don't have a way of adding people directly to the email list. We have to put people on. They get invitations. We have to chase them down to make sure they click the links and make sure they're added and on and on and on. And that's for two lists, not just one, but for two. And in addition, it has problems for the web page because every time the LSB list changes, you know, from 2010 to 2011, all the web page links need to be updated. So it's a management problem. And one of the things that I've been asking John Alame and Otis McClay to do is set up a list that's just the, you know, LSB Pacific or KPFA. You know, it's a generic list that we can maintain on a current basis. And then the same thing for the closed list, so we don't have to recreate this every year. It's just a real headache. But as I said, they have not been particularly responsive. And so I've explored several alternatives, including setting up lists through KPFA. You know, we could have an LSB list at kpfa.org, which I think would be great. I think that would be appropriate. But one of the KPFA techs pointed out to me that there's in the past, there were concerns by board members about security of the list. And so I thought, well, that's a dead letter. I mean, people are going to be worried about having internal board discussions on a KPFA server. You know, whether or not they can promise security, there just would not be that amount of trust. And tried to get things fixed by using Margie, and tried to get things fixed by using the Pacifica IT folks. So anyway, we're down to the point where I've now created two lists for the board, KPFA LSB at googlegroups.com and KPFA
closed.
KPFA LSB at googlegroups.com. And it would be great if they weren't at googlegroups.com, but I don't see any alternative at this point. And so that's where we are. And I would like to just convert everybody to these new lists so we can move on and just have this under our control and not have to deal with all these headaches.
Okay, Janet has something to say.
Yeah, so first of all, I have a Google account, and when I was added, both those lists showed up, and I could get to them. And then all of a sudden in July, the closed one disappeared. So, and I talked to John and Otis and when they were here, and they were saying, well, it's Google, which it might be, but, you know, it's just disappeared. I do have concerns with Google, just generally with security, and but Otis did offer KPFTX he said, though, that, well, I think he said it wouldn't be an archive thing, but I think they can change that. So that's a possibility. And he did, well.
Right, yeah, he did offer that. And personally, I think that would be more confusing to people to have the KPFA LSB list on kpft.x, kpftx.org, than it would be to have Google Groups. But the other problem is, again, it's a matter of support. And both John and Otis have told me that, it's just not really in their job description. They said other LSBs have Yahoo Groups, they have Google Groups, they maintain their own lists, and it's really not within their purview to be managing ours. And so, and they're busy. They have lots of stuff to do. And I just, I just say it's been frustrating for me not being able to get responses from them when I've asked for them to look into one thing or another. And I don't fault them. It's just they're busy, and this is kind of a low-priority issue for them, and it's just not really suitable for us. So anyway, I mean, I think the better solution would be to have Google Groups. I think that's less undesirable than it would be to have something as confusing as KPFTX.
So Google Groups and Yahoo Groups, I would recommend Yahoo Groups. It's more secure, I think. It's not perfect, but it's better than Google.
But there's also riseup.net. That's a possibility. That's even more.
I'll take a look at it.
I can send you a link. Yeah, my neighborhood group uses RiseUp, and people seem to think it's very secure.
Well, sure. Okay. I mean, I'll take a look at that, but also we've got to get something in place for the upcoming months so we can maintain our own list.
Yeah.
So that's where we are.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for all your work, Craig. We really appreciate it. Aki sympathizes. Okay.
I'll get you for losing that last election, Aki.
So you're ready for a motion to adjourn? Okay, thank you.